Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts Democrats gather for their annual convention in Lowell tomorrow. The event is billed as focusing on the party's platform, but it will also be a launching pad for Democrats seeking higher office. Several candidates for governor are scheduled to address the convention tomorrow, among them Dr. Joseph Avalone of Wellesley. He's an executive at the pharmaceutical company Parexel and joins us in the studio this morning. Doctor, good to meet you, and thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us why you want to run for governor, why you want to be the next governor of the Commonwealth.
I want to run because I think I can make a significant impact on the state, and it's really based on my private sector experience. I've been a surgeon and a healthcare executive here for over 30 years, and I see two major issues facing the next administration. First is developing workforce development for the new kinds of jobs based on new industries that can come here. I actually run a global business right now, and I understand what that workforce looks like and what we have to do in Massachusetts to bring new businesses here.
So what's lacking along those lines?
The so-called middle skills, not at the top of the companies. We have enough innovators. It's a couple of levels down. It's the basic engineers, the basic software engineers, the basic manufacturing specialists, people that are kind of at the community college baccalaureate level. In fact, my own company has academies linked with universities in some places in the world. And we had to start our own program here with Salem State just in the last year, where we didn't have enough people right here in one of the life sciences capitals of the world that were qualified to monitor clinical trials.
All right, and what's the second major issue you were mentioning?
Affordable health care. Our health care costs have been going up at double-digit rates of inflation for well over a decade. It's squeezing everything, our families, our businesses, and actually it's 40% of the state budget at this point. So we're not going to be able to make investments we need around workforce development or transportation or these other things until we control our health care costs.
Well, same sort of question. How do we get our hands around this when we've struggled to do that? In fact, it's been a struggle not just in Massachusetts but all around the nation.
You know, it's really a political struggle more than a conceptual struggle. We know how to do it. We know that we have to move towards what's called collaborative care, which are larger organizations of physicians managing a population of patients that moves towards focusing on health outcomes and moves away from straight fee-for-service. And there are models around the country and even elements of it here in Massachusetts. It's really having the political will to it to do it.
I want to ask about the death penalty because the Boston Herald reports this morning that federal prosecutors have sent out a questionnaire to the victims of the Boston Marathon attack asking if they think the death penalty should be applied to the Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev in the federal case against him. What's your view on that and on the death penalty?
I'm opposed to the death penalty. I think we're an enlightened society that should be able to deal with our crimes without resorting to putting people to death. You know, I'm a surgeon in the first instance, spent a lot of years trying to save lives, and I don't believe that the state should be involved with taking lives.
Let me ask you one last question. Some wonder whether you're ready to be governor. You've been a selectman, but some say, is it Mr. Avalone's turn to be the governor of the Commonwealth? When delegates ask you that question, ask you to make your case to them this weekend, what's your answer to that?
I have two answers. First of all, it's really my private sector experience that I'm bringing to the office. I think my knowledge of the global economy and how to build new jobs plus affordable health care is something that I couldn't have actually gained in the public sector. And this is what I think the next administration needs. Second answer is we've elected outsiders to this office. Deval Patrick hadn't run for public office before, nor really had Governor Weld. I guess he had one time. Mitt Romney also. If you go back through the governors we've elected, there's a long list of those that came from the outside that hadn't really run and certainly didn't come up through Beacon Hill. So I believe that I'm following a pattern as long as I can get my message out. And I've been all over the state. I've been to 90-plus cities so far. I've been running for 6 months. And so far what I've found is that people are very open to new ideas in particular and new faces as well.
Dr. Joseph Avalone, good to meet you. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Very nice to meet you, Bob. Thank you.